Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, it's Gary Wong from GaryWongRealty.com, and today I'm so happy to be here with my friend John Lee, CEO of Arise Mortgage. Thank you for being here on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And today we are going to be discussing three negotiation techniques, and we are going to be doing some role play to show you what it looks like.
I'm going to tell you three negotiation skills that you can use in your everyday life. Let's do this. I'm here today with Gary Wong, realtor at GaryWongRealty.com.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
Thanks so much for being here. Negotiations are inevitable whether you are buying or selling your property. So being an expert in this area is very important as a realtor. So here are three negotiation tips that you can use in your everyday life.
Tip number one is listen 80% of the time and speak 20% of the time. The reason why you have two ears and one mouth is you are supposed to listen at least two times more than you speak. And the purpose is you want to be able to empathize with the other party and listen to their needs in order to get to the outcome that works for both of you. The second tip I'm going to be talking about is win-win versus win-lose and lose-lose. Well, the goal of every negotiation is win-win. You want something that is a win for yourself as well as a win for the opposite party. The third tip is being able to redirect questions. So if the other party is throwing a lot of information to you, you want to be able to redirect some of the questions and not necessarily answer all the questions in order to get to the outcome that is a win-win for both parties. So this is what it looks like. Honey, I'm home.
Hey, babe.
How are you doing today?
Terrible.
Oh, why? What happened?
Look at my hair.
Oh, what's wrong with your hair?
What's wrong with my hair? I look like Ariel. They messed up my hair. I paid so much. It was, everything's not working right. I dropped off the kids. Mm-hmm. They cried nonstop, got me late for work. And like my boss yelled at me like for the fifth time this week. And after all that, I take the kids back home and they're just giving me the worst attitude ever. And like, I just need a break. And you're just never there. It's like, it's 8 p.m. right now and you just got home. Like, I just feel like I'm just all by myself all the time. No one's here to help me.
I'm sorry to hear that, honey. Like, is there anything I can do to make you feel better?
Quit your job and like be home, like be a dad, be a husband. Like, are you even part of this family?
So I'm sorry to hear that you're having such a hard time. How can we come up with some ways to make it work for both of us?
I just told you. How come I have to say again? I want you to be home more.
Okay, okay.
Don't keep working all the time.
Okay, okay.
You're working way too much.
Okay. So I'm working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes.
Maybe I can cut that down somehow.
Cut all of it. I don't care. Okay. Just be home.
So maybe like if I gave you some your weekends off, maybe like you can have fun with the girls and have fun with your friends and go out. What if I took Sundays off? Would that help you a little bit?
Yeah, it helps. But you know, you say all these things, but we both know as a realtor. Just give me a sec. Weekends are important for you. The open houses showings, that's when everyone else is free. How can you take time off?
Well, I will make it work on my end, but does that work for you?
I guess so. I mean, it'll be a good first step for the both of us.
Okay. And on top of that, Monday to Friday, you know, I don't want you to be late for work, so I'm going to drive the kids to school on the way to work. How's that sound?
That will help a lot. That will help me go to work on time.
Great.
For once.
Great. How do you feel? Do you have a solution here? Is this gonna work for both of us?
Let's
try it out.
Let's try it out, and then you want to revisit maybe like 1 week from now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Let's watch some Stranger Things or something.
Okay.
And there you go. 3 effective negotiation tips that you can use in your everyday life. Thank you so much, Gary, for sharing these with us.
You're welcome. So there you have it. That's what it looks like in a marriage situation. And thank you for watching our video. And as always, subscribe, hit the notification bell so you'll be notified of future videos. And thank you once again, John, for being on the show.
Thank you.
And I will see you in the next video.
They just cried and cried and cried, and I just need a break. Everything's not working right. Why don't we just try again? Be home, like, be a dad, be a husband. Like, are you even part of this family? It's not from experience at all.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.